Saruman clearly thought he was a fool, but Gandalf rated him highly. So, who was right? How powerful was Radagast? Hi everyone, this is Robert. Welcome to In Deep Geek. On this channel we cover Tolkien's Legendarium in depth, as well as other great fantasy worlds like The Lord of the Rings, A Song of Ice and Fire, and The Witcher. If that sounds good, there's a subscribe button around here somewhere. Radagast the Brown is a character that appears surprisingly little in The Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit. He gets quite a starring role in The Hobbit movies, of course, but in the books he has just one mention in The Hobbit, and in The Lord of the Rings he remains off-camera, so to speak, the entire time, only being mentioned when everyone is sharing their stories at the Council of Elrond. Simply put, he never even once actually appears in person in either story. And yet he looms large as one of the Astari along with Gandalf, Saruman and the two Blue Wizards. Perhaps he is so clear in our imaginations because of this sense of mystery, a clearly powerful and otherworldly figure who we hear about but never actually see. Gandalf and Elrond at the Council of Elrond clearly both think that he would be a valuable ally and send people out to try to find him, but when it's clear that he has disappeared, he is literally never mentioned again in the rest of the story, as if it wasn't that big a matter after all. So, is he powerful, or just a long-lived druid with lots of furry friends? Well, let's start by going back to who or what he is. He is a Maia, one of Tolkien's sort of angelic beings who accompanied the Valar to Arda, supporting them as they shaped and ruled it. In those days, he was known as Eowendil, and he served in particular Yavanna, who was responsible for everything that grew, nature basically, which makes sense when you see the kind of wizard that he turned into. We don't really hear anything about him through the early millennia of Arda and Middle-earth, so presumably he was just getting on quietly with the work of helping things grow. He comes into the story when the Valar decide to send emissaries to Middle-earth to help protect and guide the free peoples there in the Third Age. Aula the Valar chooses to send Saruman. Orome sends Alatar, one of the Blue Wizards, who took his friend along with him, and Manwë chose Gandalf. Then we hear that Yavanna lobbied for Radagast to go along too, with Saruman, her husband Aula's representative. Tolkien never tells us the exact reasons for this, but it's a reasonable assumption that Yavanna was doing what she always did, try to ensure the protection of nature, particularly against those who may seek to destroy it. She has a history of this. When Aula made the dwarves, she petitioned for nature to have some sort of protectors against those who might want to chop down a lot of trees, for example, in order to keep the fires of industry burning, hence the arrival of the Ents. So, although Tolkien doesn't say it, this is probably Yavanna sensing that Saruman may not care as much for the natural world as she would like, and wanting her person to go along to act against this. She's not wrong, of course. Saruman proved that he was no friend of nature. Saruman, however, was disdainful of Radagast from the start, and seems not to have even wanted to bring him along with him to Middle-earth. Yavanna had to beg him to do so, which incidentally probably tells us a bit about Saruman's character flaws even before he got to Middle-earth. And in Middle-earth, Saruman's view of Radagast didn't seem to change much at all. When talking to Gandalf, we get this. "Radagast the Brown," laughed Saruman, and he no longer concealed his scorn. "Radagast the Bird Tamer, Radagast the Simple, Radagast the Fool." Yet he had just the wit to play the part that I set him. We might dismiss this as just Saruman being mean, but he does seem to have a point of sorts. Radagast is not as wise or clever or powerful as the other wizards. Saruman thinks that he can manipulate him, and he's right. Indeed, Christopher Tolkien's summary of how Radagast is presented in his father's notes is of him having much less power and wisdom. So, not as powerful as Saruman or Gandalf, that much is clear. On the other hand, Gandalf in particular holds him in very high regard, saying that Radagast is, of course, a worthy wizard, a master of shapes and changes of hue, and he has much lore of herbs and beasts, and birds are especially his friends. Of course, if we can dismiss some of what Saruman said as just him being mean old Saruman, we should probably also put a little caveat next to Gandalf's words. He clearly likes Radagast, and with the Blue Wizards disappearing off to the east, never to be seen of again, and Saruman being Saruman, Radagast is actually the closest thing Gandalf has to a peer and a colleague. his affection is understandable. But Gandalf isn't lying. Radagast does have some pretty impressive powers. He can talk to animals, for example, even some powerful ones. Gandalf asks him to send out messages to all the birds and beasts that are your friends. This seemingly includes the great eagles, who fly far and wide at Radagast's request. In the movie, Gandalf escaped Orthanc on his own initiative, using the Moth Eagle Uber service, personally calling for the help of Gwaihir the Eagle. Not so in the books. In the books, Gwaihir went to Orthanc because Radagast sent him. So Radagast can talk to animals and get them to run errands for him, and he is also a master of shapes and changes of hue, according to Gandalf. This is a wonderfully vague sort of thing to be a master of, but it speaks to me of camouflage and illusion and changing perceptions. It's rarely mentioned in the fandom, but I do wonder whether we see some of this mastery in his disappearance. After he messed up with Gandalf and Saruman, he just disappears. Elrond sends scouts out to go to his home, but they can't find him. There are seemingly no tracks and no trace of him. Sure, the Wise had other things on their minds at the time, so the pursuit was short-lived, but elves are pretty good at spotting things and tracking through the forest, and they found nothing. Radagast just disappears from his home and from the sight of anyone looking for him, good or evil. Perhaps this is Radagast's powers over shapes and changes of hue in action. A master of disguise and hiding, in other words. And there is one more thing that, when you read between the lines, you have to give Radagast some credit for. Gandalf ponders over whether Radagast may have been turned to evil by Saruman. That's certainly what Saruman seems to want Gandalf to think, but Gandalf dismisses this idea almost straight away, saying that it would have been useless in any case to try and win over the honest Radagast to treachery. A tribute to Radagast's strength of character, certainly. But given how wary Gandalf is of Saruman's powers of persuasion, he warns his companions, some of the strongest-minded people in all Middle-earth, that Saruman has powers you do not guess. Beware of his voice. Gandalf doesn't just think that Radagast would be impervious to this. He thinks it would be useless of Saruman to even try. That's power, or perhaps just moral integrity, obvious to those who look for it. Either way, it's impressive. Okay, so at this point, we might start to think, well, these are all good tricks. Camouflage, speaking to animals, immunity to corruption. But compared to the other wizards, it's not much, really. It's likely that he shared Gandalf's propensity not to go for showy magic when something subtler would work just as well, so he could have been using all kinds of nature magic and we would probably never know. And we don't ever get the chance to see his powers in action up against a real challenge, like when Gandalf had to raise his game against the Balrog or the Witch King. But there's nothing in the text to suggest that he is as powerful as his peers in the Astari, or Sauron, or the Balrog. Quite the opposite, in fact. That said, we should probably take a step back here. Simply comparing Radagast to Gandalf and Saruman is probably not fair. He may well be the weakest Maiar in Middle-earth, but that probably still leaves him more powerful than almost anyone else. As one of the Maiar, he is immortal. He was there before time and will be there when time ends. You can't just kill him. His spirit lives on. He has foresight, knowledge, and expertise built up over many millennia. He is incorruptible, more connected to Middle-earth itself than almost anyone, save a few oddities like Tom Bombadil. Tom Bombadil is always the exception. Great creatures like the eagles did as he asked, and when he wanted to disappear from view, no one could find him. Radagast's powers were not showy powers, but they were still very impressive. Saruman might have been able to manipulate him, but he could never turn him. Many of the mighty, Gandalf, Gwaihir, held him in very high regard indeed, and even grumpy old Beorn conceded that he was not bad for a wizard. Although Tolkien is very clear that Radagast did not return to Valinor and, by implication, abandoned his commission from the Valar, I don't think we should hold this against him too much. He did help out a lot before the main story starts, sending his friends the birds and others out to hunt for the One Ring, and although the Hobbit movies made a whole lot more of his involvement in discovering Sauron in Dol Guldur, given that he lived on the edges of southern Mirkwood, he must surely have been involved. And it's not as if he turned bad, he just fell even more in love with nature and didn't want to give that up. given Tolkien's own love of nature, I suspect he sympathised. So how powerful was Radagast? Very. Perhaps not in the top rank of those we see in The Lord of the Rings, but certainly far in excess of anything mere mortals could dream of, and probably more than most suspected. When Radagast was using his powers, you probably wouldn't even see or know it, just some birds circling overhead, or a slight change in hue there at the forest edge. A worthy wizard indeed. If you'd like to see more Lord of the Rings videos, please click on the link on the left of your screen. Or if you'd like to support this channel and get access to some exclusive content, please click on the link to my Patreon page on the right of your screen. That's all for this time. Thanks for watching. I'll see you again soon.